Could Valkyr up to a Kufsamak base at Yves Gimel? Just to recap what happened last week, Maccabi came on with a Chiddush Halacha in Sa B'Sa, that as long as you have a mat, you're allowed to now be placed in Harbe. When you have a problem of Sa B'Sa, the Yeshla that's required is even a Yeshli mat is fine. That's one Chiddush din, good to remember. Another nekuda the Ramah brings down is that the loiva is neman to say that he has yeshloi, and you don't have a problem, even though Sabbath, so we mentioned, is an issa, but if he says that it's yeshloi before the hava, he's neman to do so. We brought down two pratim why. The goyin says because of a sorah of loshavik heterim. We had the lavush, which says a different shat, mashmastama neman is al tzayrachod. And then the last din of the Ramah says that even when we allow Sa B'Sa, if you're going to structure a deal where the Sa B'Sa is tilted, it's slanted, that it's Karav L'Skav, Rachok Min HaHefzid, then Chazal didn't allow such a Heta of Sa B'Sa. Even though everything was structured properly, like we explained last week, we could have a Mechir and a Hava, and everything looks good, but if it's slanted, if it's Karav L'Skav, Rachok Min HaHefzid, they didn't allow this Heta of Yeshlei by Sa B'Sa. Okay. Tonight I hope to accomplish, I would like to finish the Sif, the Simen, that is, Gimel, Dalet, and Hey. So please go easy on the questions. Next week I would like to start a new topic. All right. Zakta Mechaba, Sif Gimel. Hayla Oisei Min Sha'ar Bishuk Kavua V'Yadua L'Shneim. If there was a Sha'ar Bishuk, which was Kavua V'Yadua L'Shneim, Mutaluv Oisei B'Sa. Not only do we have a Het of Sa B'Sa when it's Yeshloi, but we also have a het of Sa B'Sa when it's a Shar Yadua, which is similar to what we have by Paiskin. We also find by Paiskin similar concepts. You have either way makes a Muti, the Yeshloi or Yotzai Shar. So here the Mechaber just throws in another Nekud, that's the Yadua Lishneim. They both have to know about the Shar beforehand. They have to know that the Shar was Kavua, and then it's Mutaluvois Sa B'Sa. Now you have to know what type of shah we're talking about. Dr. Ramah, Vayin lekamon simon kufayin hey, eze mikri shah kavua. What type of shah? So we know in kufayin hey, we already did that. Kufayin hey, by paiskin is machlik, is mechaber Ramah, what type of shah you need. Mechaber holds that you need the medium shah, that means it has to be kavua and nimshak, that both parties will be able to get to the market in a comfortable, easy fashion. They'll take their time, whatever it takes to get there, to be able to purchase it. They don't have to go right away. And Ramos Mekel and so holds it even Shar Shalayaris, which means as long as it's going to be Kavu and Nimshak, today, tomorrow, whatever it is, be that you can go to the market right away and still buy the pays for this Shah, that's also considered Shah Kavua. So Pasha, that's what the Ramah means to say here too, that so too for the Het of Sa B'Sa, be you have any Shah that's a Shah Shalayaris, it's a limited Shah, it's Kavua for a short period of time, that's already enough. Not that it fluctuates every day, but if it's a short period of time, that's already enough. The Mechaber L'Shitas, it would hold that you'd need even more. Maybe that's the Lashon Mechaber, that you need it to be Bishuk Kavua. A Lashon Kvias means more than just Shah Shalayaris. All right. Continues the Ramah. It
doesn't mean like gold and silver and stuff, that always fluctuates.
Yeah.
It means that you can always fluctuate.
No, always fluctuating is finished. That's not a good enough Shah. It has to be something like a Shah. So you need a Shah Shalayaris. That fluctuates, and today anything on the stock exchange fluctuates every minute. We're talking about something that's going to remain a shahr for everything, a table, furniture. He mentioned last time that furniture doesn't fluctuate that often. You get 3 months notice, whatever it is. It doesn't fluctuate every day, right? So that's very nimshak. But you have something which lasts for some time, that's going to be nimshak. V'had yachaluvo is a shahr shebashuk. This whole heta that you could be borrow, you could lend al shasha b'shuk, haino de haloiva yachol afreilo im mishiyir, so provided that the loiva has the ability to pay back whenever he wants, even right away. Avam hisnesh leikabu peroi nachasa yekab, if they make up that he can't pay back till a later price, when it's generally higher, then it's going to be asa. Okay, let's leave the last in the Ramah. Let's go back to the Mechaber. What are we talking about? Hayu loisim min shah b'shuk kavua. So the Mechaber says another tanai has to be yedua lishneim. Has to be Yadua Lishneim. There's a Machlokes Taz and Shach here. If you look at the Shach, the end of Sivkot and Tes, the Shach says, "Im lava v'yotza hashar afagav de lo yoda
even if you didn't know, let's say there was a shar, but they weren't aware of it, and of course they shouldn't have gone into it until they were first mavar, but they didn't know, whatever it was, and now Baruch Hashem, they happen to have a mazel that they had a shar kavu at the time, so they weren't over the Issa. The shak holds that even if it goes up later on, Yechayiv L'shalem, it means you still have the heta of Sabasar as Yatzai Shar, because the Maisa was Yatzai Shar. So this whole din of Yidu L'shneim is only a din L'chatchila, that you shouldn't go into it thinking that you're being over in Issa. But if you did go into it, even though you weren't aware of the Shar, but there was a Shar, then it's Mota. That's the Shita Zashak. If you look at the Taz, the end of Sifkot and Gimel, the Taz says, "Elo dechilik yesh b'neim b'mlava v'lo yodem min aheta." He says the following: the behet mitzad yeshloi. If we were talking about like last week's stuff of yeshloi, and they weren't aware that they had it, that's muta kimin sheniknu la'pi chachamim. That yeshloi is mamish like a kinyan; it's niknu la'pi chachamim. The chachamim view it as a chalip and as a kinyan, and therefore it's muta, even if they weren't aware of it. Again, even though the chatchila taz is moed avada, you shouldn't have gone into it unless you were first mavad. That's yeshloi, but b'diavad, if you did it, it's muta. Or however, behet mitzad shash b'shuk, which is our sif, that's going to be also. If you weren't aware of it, even though rather there was a shar, it's not going to help. In order to have a het of the shar, you have to know of the shar. What's as far to be mechalek balabatish is if the alumnus of shar is that I can go ahead and go to the shar and buy it, then I have to know that there's such a shar. I have to know that that's what's warranted, that I should go to the shar, go to the shuk and buy it, and you can go to the shuk and buy it. If we're not aware that the shar is kavu, and we're not running to the shuk, we don't know that Bechad is a shah and the shuk, so then the whole premise of Yeshla, of Yatza Shah, falls away. So the Bekitza, what we have to remember is it's a Machlokes Taz and Shak. If the person didn't know, about both Amoda L'Kachila, you have to be Yadu L'Shneim the Shar, but B'dievet, if you didn't know that there was a Shar, it's a Machlokes Shak and Taz, if there is a Heter. Okay, that's one Nikud.
Why
did Machab say? Because L'Kachila. Yadu L'Shneim means...
You didn't know, then you thought you were
doing this. No, it has to be Yidulish Naim. If you weren't Yidulish Naim, he's telling you that. You mean, because Grada, you're telling me that the Dava Pashit. Yeah, but I hear. You shouldn't be going into it not knowing the head, that you shouldn't be going into it. I hear. All right, but he's saying if it's Yidulish Naim, then it's Mutah. If he's telling you it's Mutah, it has to be Taki Yidulish Naim. Now this heta of luvosah b'sah, when there's a shar, the shak points out in sifkot and yud is afilu ein moyis l'loiv. It's a makleikas rishon, and we pass in l'kulo stimas amakaba, is that even if the loiv doesn't have money right now, he has no liquid capital, still it's muta to borrow sah b'sah. Now normally. On the shah. Normally we learn by Paiskin, the whole svar of the shah is that with the money that you're giving me, now I can go ahead and buy it in the shuk with that money. But here, if it's saw b'saw, you're not giving me any money, so who cares it's yad shah, how am I going to get it in the shuk? But we Paiskin, nevertheless, we Paiskin over here, it's molaichta and it's muta. Either you could say even without money, he could borrow it, he could buy it on the shuk on credit, or he can borrow it from other people, so then why do you need yad shah altogether? So yad shah makes it more available, more accessible. Sorry? Well, you could sell the saw, yeah, but that's already two steps. You would have to sell the saw, then take the money, and then buy. That's a double step. Okay. Another nekuda that has to really be discussed here is, we just learned last week that when it talks about yeshloi, then it's mut even if you have yeshloi ma'at. And from that ma'at, you can be zekav alav harbe. So now, normally by Paiskin Avadi you need a shah, because by Paiskin you can't do that trick. You're only allowed to be Paiskin on the whole amount that you have, on the whole Yeshloi that you have. So if you don't, you're not invoking the Heta Yeshloi, you want to work with Yatzai Shar, you want to work with what you can get in the Shuk. So I need a Yatzai Shar, maybe to have a Mishabar, I need a Yatzai Shar to Balabatish guy, because I have to know how much money you're giving me to know how many pairs I can get in the shuk. If you're giving me $100 for 100 pairs and in the shuk it's $2 a pairi, then it's not going to make it. So I have to know that with Yotza Shah that I can get it for a dollar, and it's Nimshak, so I have ample time to get it. So I know that I can get a dollar of fruit, and we're being kaitzitz, it's on 100 fruit, so $100 can buy it. But if right over here we hold that even Yeshli Ma'at works, who cares, who needs a Yotza Shah? What are you going to tell me? Let's say, for example, I want to be kaitzitz with you, just play it out. Here's a saw, it's an apple is worth $10, let's say. Here's $10 for $10. And now we're going to say it's not Yotza HaShar. Or better yet, I'll make it the extreme. It's Yotza HaShar the wrong way. In the shuk, in order to get an apple, you need $1 million. What's the chilek? As long as you have one penny, theoretically, you can go into the shuk and buy a mashu of the apple. And with that apple, you have ma'at. And from the ma'at, now you can be zekah of harbi. What's the significance? Why over here, punkti, you need Yotza HaShar for, even without Yotza HaShar? Grabs of makhlek, because we showing them a lot of tesis, the other Rishonim as well, and Echanam, they hold you don't even need Yotza HaShar as long as you have it Motzik B'Shuk, based on this svara, because I feel Yesh Le'mat. So if the Shah is too high, so you buy a little bit. If the Shah is even high, you buy even less. But as long as you have Yesh Le'mat, that should be enough. But we don't paskin like that. We paskin it has to be Taka Yotza HaShar. What exactly the lam this is, just balabatish, you're going to have to say, at least some say, is that until it's Yotza HaShar, it's not that Motzik B'Shuk. People hoard their crops, they hold their warehouse, their inventory, till they have Yotza HaShar. When everything settles, it stabilizes, then they open up and they sell kedeboya. Until then, they're scared to sell, they don't know what's going to be, they don't want to get burned. They might sell a little bit at a time just to keep going, keep open, but be'eka, they wait for the shahr till they unload all their inventory. So you don't have it mamish matzi b'shuk until it's Yotza HaShar. Alright, another nekuda is the Taz points out, similarly like we learned by Poiskin, is that even if it's not a shahr in this city, let's say you'll have a shahr in Tom's River nearby, as long as it's Yotza HaShar nearby and it's readily available and we do travel to Tom's River, we want to buy stuff or whatever it is, that's considered normal, that's enough. You can go bus to the city that's samach like, similar to what you find by Poiskin. Okay, that's mitzad the mechaber. Mitzad the Ramah, the Ramah came on with a major limitation, I would say, to this halacha, and he says that which you can borrow al shahr shebishuk is only if you made up that he can pay whenever he wants, or havastam, or if you look inside the Rosh, it's even more. Even if I made up to pay me later on, but as long as you have the right to pay me now, that's also good. B, you could go ahead to the shuk, buy it right now and pay me up right now, that's fine. But if I make up with you that you can't pay me back till the Shasa Yekah, till a later date, then it's going to be problematic. Now the Ramah only says that Lagabi the Het of Yotza HaShar. Lagabi the Het of Yeshloi, it's Mavur, that this is Mutta, even though I was Kaveh as Manda, you can't pay me till then. Balabachas, because Yeshloi is Yeshloi. If you have it, the deal was a good swap, it was a good Chalipin. Machenkin, by Yotza HaShar, with the Lam, this is, I'm going to go to the market and buy it. Balabatish, if I know I can pay you back now, then I have the ability to go to the market to buy it and give it back to you now. But if I know I can't pay you back for, let's say, 6 months, I'm not going to go to the market to buy now and store it for 6 months. I have to be a nine. So I'm going to wait the 6 months and then buy. By that time, the price might go up, might go down, whatever it is. And the tzadik goes up, we're going to have a problem. It's going to be yoker. So the whole lumdis, the het of Yotza HaShar, doesn't apply because the svara is that I can go to the market and buy it. L'maisa balabat the shikaret, I'm not going to do so, unless I have the ability to pay you now. That's how we paskin. Now the lashon of Ramah is at shas hayoyke, that I made up with you, you can't pay me back till the shas hayoyke. If you look in the shach says it's not true. Shas hayoyke is lavdavka. Why did chap on the lashon shas hayoyke? Either lashon as a smack, he says, or to tell you that he just telling you a din, that if I tell you a later time and then it was nisyaker, then it will be asa to be paid back. Obviously, when you do a sa b'sa and it's done even be'issa, if it doesn't go up in price later on at the time of the payment, you have to pay in full, as long as it's not a yaker. The whole problem is either there's an issa on the katsitsa when you didn't cover yourself for these problems, or later on when the taka went up. So here when it says that if you kaveh as man, it's asa, zaktashak, it means it's asa when the taka is in siyaka later on, then it's asa to be paid back. Avad, it's asa to make that tonight lechatchila as well, if you can't be paid back earlier. But the Rosh is moida, that if you kaveh as man to be paid, let's say I tell you, oh, you want to borrow it, you say you need it, you'll pay me back in 30 days. That's not what we're talking about. The fact that you made up with me that you're paying me back in 30 days, that's for your to'alas. It means you have the ability to stall and wait the 30 days. But if you want, you can pay back now as well. It's for your benefit that I can't mon you teich hazman. Mashain Kane, over here where I make up for my teller that you can't pay me back teich hazman, that's where we're going to have the problem, because then you don't have the ability to pay me back now, so you're not going to go to the market and buy. Now, a diik in the Ramah is, and the Akhrenim make this diik, the diik is that this whole problem, this new limitation that the Ramah has, is only by Yotza HaShar, not by Yeshlai. And the Mashmois is that by Yeshlai is Mutter, even if you were Masna Shalai Yekabu Purain Ad Shas HaYoyken. Even if you made up, you're not going to take, you're not going to be paid back until later on when it goes up in price. If you take that literally, we have a problem. We learned last week that you, even when you have a heta of sa b'sa b'yeshla, you can't have it one-sided. You can't have it karav l'skav v'rachak min hefzetz. If I make up with you the case of Rivash last week, a way that I'm sort of covering my bases that I can't lose, I can only gain, that's going to be a problem. So here too, if I make up from you with you that I don't have to accept payment till it goes up in price, so then not only did I cover myself from a loss, but I have a definite gain. I'm locked in as definite gain because I don't have to take payment from you till it goes up. So the chayyim, there should be a problem. So I got to think that that's not what the Rambam is saying. I saw a chayyim bothered by it. I think the Rambam means something else. I don't think the Rambam says that im hisnu shalekava proin ad shenis yake. That's not what the Rambam says. Rambam says im hisnu shalekava proin ad shas hayake. Means generally we know their market, their seasons. We generally know, let's say at the end of the season of let's say we know that fruit products goes up at the time in Nissan time, whatever it is, Purim time. We're talking about paper goods. Everyone knows paper goods by Purim, Makreis costumes, everything goes up. That's the season. So I give you a costume, let's say Sukkot time, and I tell you pay back it at Purim time. So then there is a shas hayek that generally the price goes up at that time. Lav dafka, you could tell me even if the price will go up, it still might be less than the costume I gave you at Sukkot time, because maybe in Cheshvan Kislev, Mamish was a drastic, you know, the prices of costumes went through the floor, and now even though it started to climb back at Purim, it's still less than the costume amount, the value that I gave you at the time of Sukkot. It just means it's a shas hayek, it's gven look, that's regilis that normally goes up in price, so it's not locked in. I don't have a deal that I'm covered. I could taka lose my PNC on this deal as well. So that's why it's muta. But avada l'chayra, if you would make up shalikava proin atche nisyaker, that's not the Lashon Rama, but if you would make that up, that I have a right not to accept payment till it actually goes up in price, then it's yitach, and then even by yeshla it's going to be a problem, because then you have a slanted deal of karv l'skava rakak min hefzet. All right. Now, the Rambam is talking about a case where you must not shalikaba prainat shas givisa time. Rikidegan Chuba says, Huadin, if you make up that you're not going to be makabo parayin until it gets to a different place. Let's say we're here in Lakewood, and I make up, I'm not going to accept parayin from you until we get to Eretz Yisrael. So you have to pay me back in Eretz Yisrael. So by the fact that we were kaveya, makama parayin, built into that, is a zman, because we're both not in Eretz Yisrael right now, we're both in Lakewood. So until we get to Eretz Yisrael, you can't pay me back, so there has to be some zman that takes us to travel there. So it's as if we made up a zman that you can't pay me back till that zman, and if that's the case, that would also be also when it's just Yatzah Hashar. I mean, if you're going to want to invoke the Het of Yatzah Hashar, just like you can't use it when you make up a time that you can't be paid back earlier, so too if you make up a place that you can't pay back other in that place, that's also going to be a problem. Another Vichtige Nekuda is a Yad Avram. Just to refresh the Ilam's memory, we had a halakha by Paiskin and Kufayin Hey, we had a halakha. And whenever you rely on the Yotza Hashar, the lumdus is that with the money, you could go ahead and buy it in the Shar, so it's as if it's Yesh Loi to the Loiva, and Mitzad the Malva also, the money that the Malva lent the Loiva, or was Pesach on the Loiva's Paris, he could have taken that money and also gone to the Shar and bought it. So Memela, my honestly, you're not doing me any taiva. What taiva are you doing for me by paying me back the fruit at a later date when it went up? I could have done that myself. I could have taken the money right now, gone to the shuk, bought the peris, and have it appreciated in my warehouse. I didn't need it to sit in your warehouse. But we said over there that the halacha is that things that are required to get this going, that means let's say I had to broker it, I had to pay a broker's fee, or if let's say over time it starts getting ruined and it diminishes over time, so even if you start with 10 pounds over a year, you might lose a pound or lose a half a pound, whatever it is, to shiurim how much it diminishes, so then you won't be able to get the full amount, because whatever is considered normal in the deal, that even if you would have bought it today in the shower, when it goes down in time, or diminishes, or whatever it is, that you can't have a heter for, because the whole heter was I could go buy it myself. Well, if you try to buy it yourself, you would have ended up with 10 pounds. You would end up only with 9.5 pounds because it would have gotten a little broken or a little lost. So then you would only have a heter, whatever that share normally is, that it diminishes. So the Yad Avram wants to say that just like over there, we find that when you have the heter of Yotza Shar, you have to take into all the cheshbonis of this heter, that means of others. Oh, I'm not gaining because I could buy it myself. But if you are gaining because you would have had to pay the broker, so you have to deduct that. So to here by Saul, the Saul, if you want to use the heter of Yotza Hashar, you're going to have to take into this account to consider these type of deductions as well. Consider the broker's fee, consider the fact that it gets ruined a little bit, whatever it is, and that you're going to have to take into account, and you won't have a het on the full amount. That's the Yad Avram, and he says, even though he didn't find it anywhere, but he throws out a bitoy, where's the Lashon? Whoever wants to be Makel over here and not go with this tusha, it's going to have to bring a raya for catch from me. Means he knows that he's on his own, he's the first one to say it, but he doesn't have a chilek. Now the Heindiker Boyskim don't like this. They hold that the stimus ha'aloshin, stimus ha'din, over there we waited till Kufayin Hay to write that halach in Kufayin Hay. There is no qualification that it has to be dafk if you're not gaining on the deal, or you would have had to pay a broker's fee. It sounds like over here that it's mut even if you have these type of zaitika losses. And although the Yad Avram's kash is a festa kash, and to make the kash even stronger, look, the Yad Avram, is that over there, here we're dealing with Sabah Sa, which is a fest, it's a real hava. And over there, it's a mecca, which is only the Rabbanan. Right, when they give money for fruit, that's the Rabbanan, the Chavistah says, money, you only can have hava if you have the same item. Money for an item for money, or an item for a different item, anything like that, any change, that's considered mecca kamemka. But the same thing is considered hava. So he says, madok over there, where it's poisoned by derech mecca kamemka, which is only the Rabbanan. We say you have to deduct these expenses, these losses. Koshikin over here, which we're talking about, sa b'sa, which is a emes hava. So if it goes up, you really playing with a would-be ribis, that's only the Rabbanah, it's not kos, and we have other reasons why it might only be the Rabbanah, but Ba'atim, we're dealing with a real Ava, Koshiken, you would have to deduct these type of expenses, and you can't invoke the Het of Yatzar Shar across the board. You would have to deduct these type of expenses. You have to know what the Chilik is. So the Achronim say different Chilukim. Some say that by Sa doesn't look so bad. It's the item I gave you, the item you're getting back. So even though Ba'atim, Chazal don't like it because it might go up, but they said that if Yatzar Shar and you can get it yourself, so it's fine, even though you have to take into account that it's going to diminish later on. We don't see that diminish. We just see the sub. So we see a fear, 10 pounds going one way, 10 pounds going other way. It doesn't look so bad. Mashenkin over there, where you gave a dollar and you see a different item coming back, which might be more valuable, there might be worse, unless you deduct for expenses. That would be a more real type of a fact that you can go out to the market and buy it yourself and store it yourself. Okay, I would like to suggest just to break it down, I'm not saying 100%, but just understand what's going on here, is that the heter of Yatzar Hashar, we said over there, the heter of Yatzar Hashar by Poiskin is a heter that takes care of Saida Malva and Saida Loiva. Let me explain what I mean. In every ribis, there's a Loiva who's losing, so there's Neshech, whatever, and then there's the Malva that's gaining, that's Tarvis. So there's Neshech and Tarvis, and both are problems. So to get around that problem, we learned over there, the Ritva says, that's why you need two sugyas, that the Yatzar Hashar works to take care of both problems. It takes care of the Neshek, so to speak, mitzad the Loiva would be losing out. He's not losing out, because the money that you're giving him, he can now buy those payers in the Shuk and store it. So he's not losing out anything, just the fact that it went up in price. So it's the Malva stuff that went up in price. He's not losing out. He could buy it right now and just pay it. And the Malva is not losing out as well, because the Malva himself, had he not lent or been poisek on you, he could have taken that money and gone to, and sorry, the Malva is not gaining, because he could have taken that money, bought it himself right away now and stored it himself. So there's no tarbis mitzad the Malva, and there's no neshek mitzad the loiva. Now the Gemara who says these dinim that you have to deduct for the haitzayis of the broker's fee or the haitzayis that it gets ruined over time, they have to be the Gemara that's talking about mitzad the Malva. The Malva is gaining, so tomorrow the Malva is not gaining anything, because had I had the money, I could have bought it myself. this chiti bini v'shil, I could have gone by myself and I could have stored it myself. In fact, think about it, you could have stored it yourself, it's going to get lost, it's going to diminish over time. So Gemara Kanam, you have to deduct for that. But you see in the Gemara, that the Gemara happens to be talking about mitzad, the heta of tarvis, how we address tarvis, we get around it by the fact that you could go ahead and buy it. That, if Yitaka would buy it, you have to pay a broker's fee, you would have to diminish over time. You can't tell me, my honestly, you're not helping me, you are helping me. Because otherwise I would have this deduction, now I'm not getting the deduction. So that's why we have to Yitaka deduct, so I shouldn't be gaining anything from you. Yitaka should be a my honestly. By Basar, we explained at the beginning of the Siman, the Lavosh, says that Basar is unlike those cases. Basar, the whole problem is only mitzad the Neshek Shabbat, it's only mitzad the Loiva. It's not a problem mitzad the Malva. Why? Because the Malva actually has the Sar right now. The Loiva, who doesn't have anything, you want to be Paisik, and the Sar that you're giving him, he plans to spend, so he has to commit himself to give you another Sar at a later date, that's how that's going to go up, we have a problem. If it goes up, Shem Nesiak, if it goes up, he's paying back more, so there's a Neshek Shabbai. So to get around that, good, we have a Heta of Yeshla, you have a Heta of Yotza Ashar, that he can go ahead right now to the market and he can go buy it, so he's not having any Neshek. He could buy it, he could pay you up right now, like we saw in the Ramah, he could pay you up right now, and it's a done deal, Mamela, there won't be any Neshek. But mitzad ha-malva, we don't need any new heterim of yeshlei or yotzai shah. The malva takes, it's a festa yeshlei. The malva has the saw. Had he not lent you this saw, he would still have that saw. He doesn't need any heta of yotzai shah. He doesn't have to go to the market and pay a broker. He has the saw already by him. So, in kinim advarim, that over here, like the Lavosh said, that there's only a problem mitzad the neshek, mitzad the loivis perspective, not mitzad the malva. And this Gemara that says that you have to make these deductions, it's only mitzad the malva's problem. It means if you want to address the malva's tarbis, we say that the malva has no tarbis, it's my honestly, he's not gaining anything because he could do it himself. So then Yitaka has to see, Yitaka, could he do it himself? If he has to make these deductions, Yitaka has to make these deductions. So I'm just saying that it's Yitachin, that the whole kasha is at Nishtan. That the whole reason why over there those deductions were necessary is to get a het mitzad tarbus. So that's by poiskin where you need to find a het mitzad tarbus, so then you need to make those deductions. Because the whole het is, my honestly, you're not helping the malva, because he could buy it himself. He can't buy it himself, he has to make those deductions. Majankin over here, that you don't even have to be concerned with the malva. The malva is fine to begin with, because the malva has the sort to begin with. They were never geizer, so to speak, on the tarbish shabbai. They never worried mitzad the malva. Ramesha said in a different share that was the reason why they made this here on the loiva. Mitzad the malva, anyway, he's not gaining anything on the deal. He already has his sort. He doesn't need the loiva to go into this deal. And the whole issa that they made was only mitzad the loiva. Mitzad the loiva, there's a het of Yad Hashar. There we weren't concerned about these deductions. The deduction will only problem mitzad maya honestly. Over here we don't have that problem. Just making a suggestion, because that's all we see. So you're talking that the whole kasha hepsek mishdan. And then it'll come out of Dava Pasha that over here would help, even if it gets ruined over time. You don't have to make any deduction like the steamer samachaba that didn't qualify it like he qualified over there. Alright, let's move on. Sif Dalit. Malva Adam Mesarisav. This is an interesting heta. It's not so, I don't know really an application today of it. We'll try to do it a little quicker. But Malva Adam Mesarisav, a person has a right to lend his aris. Pirsh, aris hanotea uzereya sada chaveroi, v'yeshle chetzi oshlish beperis. The deal is, I have an aris, he goes down, and the deal is, he gets a third of the profit. You have these deals in real estate often. I manage a thing, or whatever it is, this is the partnership, I go in and I get a certain amount of profits. So Tautia, you have an aris. Every season, we used to bring down an aris, and he's entitled to a third of the profits of the tfuah. If there's no tfuah that season, then no one gets anything. But if there is tfuah, he's entitled, whatever it is, a third of the profits, or a half, whatever the deal is. Next, the shlisha revia, the Gemara says. Okay, now, let's say he's short of Zraim, he doesn't have Zraim, and the Malva wants to make a deal with him. The Balabais will lend him the Zraim, give him the Zraim that's necessary to plant, but make up with him, but you got to pay me back. If I'm giving you 100 pounds of seeds, you got to give me back the 100 pounds of seeds at the end of the season from the fruit, from the value of the fruit, and then we'll go the Mekzach Litravia. Then we'll make our cheshman and how much I'm going to pay you for your tercha. So the halacha is that even though normally saw basah is asa, if it's ain lo yolo yotza shah, if you have no other heta, it's asa. Here it's muta, you're allowed to mav adam esarisav saw basah lezera. It's muta, and the reason why it's muta Let him continue. Machaben al tzvein ben kaidim shiar to aris asada. Even before he went, before he went down to the asada, ben achas shiar. Even after he went down to the asada, means he already started to plow. He started to work on the field, and he didn't yet plant. And we make this deal, and I say, you know what? I'll lend you the zrayim and pay me back. That's fine. And the reason why it's good is because if you look in the Taz of Kanvav, he says she'ein kan hava. This is not hava. When we look at it, it's not hava. We can make up any deal in terms of the profit, right? We can make up, you get a half and I get a half, you get a quarter, I get three quarters, we can make up whatever we want. Well, one of the things we're going to make up is the following. We're going to make up that the preferred profit, the first X amount of dollars happens to be the amount that the seeds cost, that goes to me. After that, we're going to divide according to the formula, half, a third, a quarter, whatever we normally do. Sorry? Oh, that's an excellent kasha. One second, I'm going to get to it in a second. So we can make up any deal we want. So this is how we're making it up. We're making up that I'm going to get a preferred return. Preferred return. We don't view it as avah, so besah, and my mail, it should be fine. Now, the chiddush is...
It's like he's paying him now already.
Sorry?
It's like he's paying him now already.
No, it's not paying him. You're my worker. When you come down to my field, I can make up any deal I want with you. Let's say... The chiv to put a supply of the seeds would be the bala biases, right? And you're just coming down as an artist. I can make up with you to get a quarter of the crops. I can make up a half. I can make up the first dollar goes to me, and after that you'll get a quarter of the crops. I can make up whatever I want. So it happens to be I'll supply the seeds. That means I'm supplying $100 of value to get these crops up and running. But then I want from you, this is the deal, for your tircha, I'm not going to pay you a full third. I'm going to pay you a third minus the $100. I want to prefer the first 100 goes to me, and then we'll reckon the profits, and then you'll get your third. I can make any deal I want with you. So that's... Let me just continue. Machab and explain. Doctor Machab Ahmed, Vamamun, Vamakun Shanago, she eat in her Aris Azera. If the minig was that the Aris was Machuv to supply the Zera, Ava Mamakun Shadarak Balakant, Kalitin Azera, and Krayarit her Aris Asada, then it's also, then you can't change the terms. But in the first case, it's talking about when the Aris normally gave the Zera, I have a right to change the terms. What's the Svara? The Svara the Mephoshim says, very simple. You're mechuyev to supply the seeds. Kozman, you don't supply the seeds. In the event you'll never supply the seeds, I have a right to be mesalek you. Means as is, if we'll freeze the matter right now, Kozman, you didn't supply the seeds yet, so you didn't keep your term, your side of the deal yet, I have a right to fire you. That wasn't the deal. I only want you to be my oris and pay you a third of the crop if you supply the seeds. If you don't supply the seeds, I don't want you to be my oris. So I have the ability to be mesalek you whenever I want. Kozman, you don't supply the seeds. So Memela, even if you started to work and you didn't supply the seed yet, I could change the terms on you too. If I could be mesalek on you, I could change the terms on you. So we'll say like this, we'll both come to terms and say, look, these are the new terms. The old terms were you're going to supply the seeds and you're going to get a full third. No, scratch it. These are the new terms. The new terms, I supply the seeds and you're going to get only a quarter. Or you're going to get a third minus the cost of the seeds. I could do whatever I want and that's going to be fine. That's b'mokum that the Oris normally supplied the seeds. So Kozman, he doesn't supply that, I could be mesalek him whenever I want. But if the minig was that the balakanka gave the zera, and we started plowing, you started to be yoreid l'techa sodo al das kain, that I the balabais, have to supply the seeds, and then we decided to renegotiate willingly, we both renegotiate, you know what, you supply the seeds, and you were willing to be mavata, you're willing to supply the seeds, or I paid you some money. Some of the Lashonah place comes, I paid you money to accept these new terms, so you're going to supply the seeds. So now we have a Yeridus Hasada locked in terms, and then we have day two, we change the deal that you now have to supply the seeds, okay? And then day three, I come along and I say, you know what, let's go back. I'll supply the seeds, but now let's change the terms. Now I can't do that anymore. Now it's too late. Because as far as, since I can't be mesalek you, and you were ready your ad for the deal, and if I can't be methodic, I have no right to change the terms on you either. So then you can't call Zacharias, you can't make this part of the terms of the profit. We know the profit is a full third, and the reason why you're only willing to deduct from that is because I lent you the seed that you're mechuyev to plant. So then we see a real havasah basah. you're mechuyev to supply the seeds, I'm lending you those seeds, and you're paying me back at the end. That's all but so. So without yeshla, yatsa hasha, you're not going to have a heta. But vivayt, we have the ability to change the terms, then it's going to be mota. And the Taz therefore says that even in the case where it was the derek balakarka to supply the seeds, but if everything was done with proper kinyonim, it was day one, you went down, I was supposed to supply the seeds, the balabais. And then day two, you misguide yourself big kinyon, that you're going to supply the seeds. And if you don't, I could be mitzalik you. So then day three, I'm allowed to lend you the seeds and do the shtickle. Because we vowed you misguide yourself big kinyon, that you mechuyev to supply the seeds, and if you don't, I could be mitzalik you. So it's just like the ratio of the mechaber, that as long as, in a nutshell, whenever I have the ability to be mitzalik you and to change the terms on you, it's mutter. When I don't have that ability, then we see a clear halva, because you need seeds, I'm lending you the seeds, just like someone else would be lending you the seeds, and halva sabazah is also unless you have a different heta of yeshlo or yotza ashar. If the derech of the aris to bring the seeds, then I could zikha do that shtekel. Then I could do the shikur, I could be misalik you, cause money you don't. Or, even if it's a derek of the balabais, but if the earth was mischaiv himself with a proper kinyan, lo mi boi, if we made up before he went down that he's mechuyev to give the seeds, so just like the minig that he has to give the seeds, it doesn't make a difference. It means he's mechuyev contractually to give the seeds, and if he doesn't, I'll be misalik him, so I'm allowed to change the terms as well. But I feel if he went down that I'm mechuyev to give him the seeds, I'm the balabais, and day two, he was mischaiv himself be kinyan to give the seeds, One second. He was kind of the beginning of that, and if he doesn't, I could be mitzalik him, then it's just like the Malkum Shenaga that Doris gives the seeds. The Mechab is only talking about a case where day one he went down that the Balabais has to give the seeds. Day two, the Doris was mitzalik and says, you know what, I'll give the seeds. But there's no eschaivis that if he doesn't give the seeds, you could be mitzalik him. You don't have that ability anymore. So that means the deal for the Mechza Shlish Revi, whatever we made up, is locked in. So now if I can't be mitzalikim, so now I can go, okay, I'll lend you a saw of seeds, or I'll lend you these seeds and now pay me back at the end. That's real havas of a saw. That's not going to be mota. It's only if I can be magnified into the equation of the payment for his tercha. And Chesky asked before, he wants to know, what happens if there's no profit at the end of the season? If let's say it was a bummer crop and nothing came out, what's going to happen? Will he be mechuyev to pay? Batim and more you say this to Geshayla is, is this real or not? Is this really still a havas of the saw just because we can pretend that this is the new structured payment plan? Or it's taka not a saw of the saw, it's not a havas. It's taka is a real full-fledged payment plan. Taka renegotiated and we restructured. There could be many nakamita, nafkamina lagabi. Shemitah. I want to know, is Shemitah going to be a Meshamet? Is this a real Havah or not? There could be a Nakamiz, there could be other, if you want to, Avak Ribbises, if you want to give me something extra, if there's a real Havah going on, and you're paying me extra for something, we have Ribbis Bukharis, Avak Ribbis, we could have a lot of problems, the whole Hilchos Ribbis. Menshenke, if you tell me it's part of the structure, there's no problem at all. So the Achronim are bothered by what exactly is going on there. The Lashonis are, ain't kind of a eloki, it's like a steam in it, ain't kind of a, that's how the stars starts off, but they're eloki ilohisna. She shouldn't say ain't kind of a elohisna. No, it's as if he was his, it means it really is a halva. The shaynis are very cryptic, what's going on here. And about Chesky Shaila, really it's machlekis rishaynim. The Chavadas is ma'ariyat, but if you look in the Makar Mayim Chaim, 2-3 lines from the bottom, he's ma'ariyat Chesky's problem. What happens at the end of the season? There are no crops. So now, if you tell me that we restructured today, I get a preferred return. So good, if there's a return, I get the preferred return. I get the first $100 worth of the profits. But if there's no crops at all, there's no products at all, so then I'm going to have to eat it. The Balabai is going to have to eat it, and the loiv is not achroi. Pashtis. But the Chavis Das, no, and you have, it's a Ritva and a Shita like that, that says, not like that, that says, Ataka, even if the Oris, that is the loiva, named on personal achrayis, that even if the crops don't produce anything, he's going to pay me basically. So you see, it's a shtekel yehava, he has a personal his chayvus, then it's still going to be muta by this case of Tzobazon. He doesn't explain 100% why the Chavetz says, because I could be masna, I'm doing it as rent, I'm being choyche as a karka. There was a concept, you can go down into a karka either out tarisis, or you can go down into a karka out chakivris. You can be choyche, which means you pay a certain amount to be able to work the field and be entitled to profits and entitled to the crops. So I can make up with you, we'll change the deal. It's no longer straight arisis, it's partial chakiris. I'm going to pay you the first $100 for rent, and then I'll be entitled to a third of the profits, the third of the produce. And you have to know, if you take on person achrayis, that's a bit more of a chiddush with halacha. And what happens if it's seeds for seeds? It's all b'sal. And the Malam Shmoyis and the Mechabit Taka seeds for seeds. At the end of the season, you're going to take some of the produce and give me back the seeds of that, what that produce generated. It sounds like it's all b'sal. Otherwise, it wouldn't be here. Right. Once you have a head to sell b'sal, then it's mutzah, even if it goes up. It's not a problem.
But you still have to give seeds, not cash.
Right. Everything is sell b'sal. We made up that you have to pay me back that saw. Now, I want to... Sorry?
You turn it into dalvai, will it help?
So then you have to have a new din of poiskin. You'll have to know, or the other way around, you're actually selling seeds for a payment later on, so you'll have to go into those shilas. If the payment is a fair payment, and it's not, you know, like all the shilas of Tarsha, as long as you're not overcharging him for the delayed payment, then you'll have that hetta. All right. Another diak you can make here in the Mechaba, this whole deal, this is what the Mechaba is, what it really is, Alvar. The Mechaba only says you're allowed to do the sub asa. He didn't say you're allowed to do the sub asa sayim. I can't lend you $100 worth of seeds and ask for $200 worth of seeds at the end. It's only mashed sub asa. Now, if you tell me that this is a real restructured deal, what's the problem? I could do sub asa sayim as well. I'll make up with you, no problem. Here's the new deal. You thought you were getting a third. No, I want prefer profit the first $200 worth of profit. I can make up. Why do I want that? Kasha may say, why I want that? Because I supplied the seeds with Machnashayt. I can make up any new deal I want with you. I didn't have to make up the shlish to begin with. I could have made up only a review with you. Could have made up anything with you. So if you learn that it's a real deal, then why is the Mechaba only allowing Sob Asai? You should allow even Sob Asayim. Smash that. No, really, this is all. But B'chagavna, look, goes to Sob Asai. But if you make up Sob Asayim, if you can make up real ribbis, I'm giving you a saw and you're going to have to give me back two sasayim and you're achroi to give it to me, that's ribbis deraisa, that is not going to have these type of shteklacha, these type of atayim. That would be mashmoyz, that there's a real havah going on. Just a quick application, I really want to do the next sif, but the only, I guess a takeoff of this, it's really not this halacha, just a concept, conceptually we see a similar idea. There's a lot of times we have with shutfim when they buy real estate together and the mortgage is under one party's name, which has its share of problems because the bank only recognizes, let's say, Reuven shutif named Reuven. So it's as if the bank lent Reuven and then Reuven took the money and invested it in the shutfim and is asking the shutfim, that means both of them together, Shimon as well, to pay back that loan to the bank. So it's as if Shimon borrowed half of the halvah from Reuven and now is paying up the mortgage to the bank, which is a Maisa Ribbis. So there are certain cases, depending on the Shita, the Rechaim has a Terim with Shutfis Hataz, discusses the Barichis. But just a takeoff of this halacha, what we try to do. Hetiska, okay, you have to know if Hetiska is not everything is Hetiska, but you can make Hetiska on other deals that he has. You can make Hetiska on this deal, you know how the deal is going, what's the Hetiska. Hetiska is a premise that you don't know, so you're asking for a Shua. So a way what we do, and the Paiskim discusses, it has its limitations as well, but basically what we do is we make this preferred return. The mashkia, the one who's taking out the loan from the bank, is not an equal shutif with the other guy. We call him the mashkia, the investor. It's as if, who cares if we got the money? He got it from a bank alone. Let's say he had his own money. He invested all the money, or 80% or whatever. He invested a lot of the money into the deal. How pihaloka, technically, Balabatish, if he invested 80% of the money, he's entitled to 80% of the profits, 80% of the losses as well, but he's entitled to the lion's share of the deal, and he's going to restructure the deal with his partner, and he'll tell his partner, you know what, here's the new deal. Instead of me getting 80%, I'm asking you, and you only getting 20%, I'm asking to share, and you get 50% of the revachim, provided that I get the first $1,000 that I need to cover my halva. My question is why I need it. But I want that first halva, the first $1,000 that I need to pay up my ribbis, that's a preferred return, and the rest will go 50-50. Instead of me getting 80-20, you give me $1,000, you throw me a bone, and then the rest will be 50-50. And it's a fair deal. It has its limitation. And the $1,000 will not be part of the 50-50. So like this, he could always use that amount. I mean, he has to know what the amount is to pay up his mortgage, and that will be the preferred return to pay it up. Again, it has its limitations. The other guy can't be achroi for it, can have a liability, does well buy up a halva. But I'm saying this type of concept that you structure a preferred return, there are such aches by shutfis. Okay, let's. If there's no avacha, then the malva has to eat it, yeah. And the shutfis is going to get burned. You're right.
Well,
That's one of the limitations.
I have to get $1,000 a month anyway because I invested everything. So I have to,
that's my. Move to Norfolk. Where is he getting it from? So if the other guy's going to shell out of pocket, that makes him personally liable. That has to be without any personal achrayus. So that's the only from the shutas. The shutas have to be generating that profit. All right, let's have a right one more fifth. I would like to finish the simon. Hilva lois asayim chitim. A person lent two saw of chitim, v'asal lois shtar aleim, and he wrote up a shtar. And all the shtar says is that I'm mechuyv to pay you back these two saw of chitim. Im lo yivar ha-mal v'shayotza ha-shan v'shasalva. If he can't prove any heta, he can't prove the heta of Yat HaShar. So he can't prove any heta, and the chitim, the sasayim of chitim went up in price, and now he's burning the sasayim back, and the loiv is saying, you know, I would love to pay you back, but I never chakim, because it's a ribbis involved, and if I would only have, like to pay you the amount it was worth then, which is less, so it's a machlek, it's malva and loiv, and the malva would love to take it, and the loiv. And the Malva believes he has a heter, just he can't prove it. The loiva has a right to swear. And then, he only has to pay back, only talk the amount that it was there. Because of the loiva, it was done be'isa. And if it was done be'isa, he can't pay back the fact that it went up in price. He only pays back the base amount, how much it was worth when he borrowed it.
Yeah.
He has to make a if there's a bari against a bari, so you're mechayiv a shvua. So
it should just be that he didn't know there was a
shah. Very good. Okay, this is, by the way, Grada. Yucheski is pointing out, doesn't realize how much he hit the ball on the head, nail on the head. Is that from here is where the whole problem starts. It's from this halach, which is the Tshuva of the Rosh, the Beis Yosef, and everyone's bothered by, that it sounds like over here that a B. We could prove it, it's muta, and I have a right to mun more, even though you weren't aware of it. You weren't aware of the Yeshla, you weren't aware of Yatza Hashar. And this started the whole problem, the Beis Eisa starts the problem, that Seisa, the Loshna Rama, which we had in Sif Gimel Yudu Lishneim, and they start making Chalukim, so the Shach's Chalik is, it's only, Yudu Lishneim is only Chatchila, and B'diavid it's fine. But the Tazu says that B'diavid it's Ma'akiv, even be'ed with makev by yotzai shar, so bishlam in the case of yeshlai, no, that the taz is mut, that yeshlai b'di'evit is mut, even if he didn't know about it. But by yotzai shar, b'di'evit, it's not muta, so what's going on? The fact that he could prove that it was yotzai shar, but he didn't know about it. So you have to catch, and you have to say that he means to say that that if it was yotzai shar, so call it late, you do a call of vada, you knew about it. We had to know about it. Yotzai shar, we clearly had to know about it. So that is like a given. As long as I could prove it was Yat HaShah, then we could take it to the next step. Avanam tining that you do, the Malvit tining was Yadu Lishneinu, and I know that you're just lying now, and if I can prove that it was Yat HaShah, then I'd be Nemon and I'd be able to be Maitzin. So basically you have a Bari against a Bari, whether there's an Issa or not, and the loiva is going to win, he'll have to make a shvua. And Dr. Ramav, ain't a mava yachal loiva, and a mava can't say, hikneisi limat mishali aydei acher, dolamani beloi dasa loiva. The mava has a simple answer. Forget the eishloi, forget, I was mazaka shalem yedaita, you'll have to be zokan ladum shalem b'fonav. He doesn't know that he had a yeishloi, but shalem b'fonav, I took one grain of seed, one kernel of chitim, and I was mezakit for him, so now he owns it, and then I lent him the sasayim of chitim, and now it's mutter, because it's yeshli not. It's zochel l'adam shalei b'fonim, so what's the problem? So the place, if you look in the shakin says, is here it's a choyf, if you look in Sivkot Yedalit, because the light is enim rutsa. Because he said shloy alachit and dilva loy bitzel lamani they make them loy ladam balkach. He didn't want it. I'm going to discuss. So Tad's by the way that we're going to discuss. But basically, as Ramah says, you can't pull off this shtekel. Good. So here you have a case that's a bari against a bari, and the halach is that the loyva wins out, even though the malva has a shtar that the shtar says clearly you owe me sasayim. You owe me sasayim. But the loiva has a right to be toyin keneged the shtar. And the kashya, the Beis Eisa is, as we know, a loiva is never nemon to go against the shtar. If you have a shtar, I can't say, oh, it was Peru, I can't say, shtar with Edom, I can't say, it really meant something else, it was a shtar amono. That's it. Once you're up against the shtar, the malva is going to be nemon. So over here, why is the loiva nemon? Why does the loiva have upper hand with the shvua to swear against the shtar?
That's swearing against the shtar. He still voided that he borrows a sign, just he didn't know. That there was a shtar. There was no shtar, and he didn't have.
Right. So, but the shtar says. So, you, but the shtar says he owes the sasayim.
Because he because he borrows a sign before the price went up, it is borrowed a sign. It's not being machish, he borrows a sign. Normally, it's not nemah, it's going to start. It's not going to start.
So I think what you mean to say is the base size. So let me just remaster a little bit. At the Beis Yosef says that normally you're going against the shtar. Let's say the shtar sets a time, and I say only it took a saw. So you're going against the shtar. But here the shtar sets a time. I'm right that it sets a time. And I'm right that I'm willing to pay a time. But it never says in the shtar that I have to pay the time even when it's nisyaka. I thought I owe you this time. I owe you this time if everything stays the same. But in the tzad that it goes up in price, Vivite, it was done the Issa, the Shtar is not going to be Mechayv me. The Shtar never said that it was done the Heta. The Shtar never said it was Yeshloy. The Shtar never said it was Yotza Shar. All the Shtar says that I have to give you back the time. I thought I have to give you back the time if everything stays the same. But the Shtar is not Muchach that it was done the Heta, that I'm Mechayv to pay you back even the Yoiker of the Sasaim. So Mamel, I'm not going against the Shtar. That's what the Beis Yosef says. If you look in the Shachs of Katan Yid Gimel, I would like to read it because the Shach is much not like the Beis Yosef Ishtekel. The Shach says, Nira Dafkim Yidua, Shehuva Loi Bizman Azol. This whole case that the Malva loses out, that the Loiv is Neman to make a Shvua, is Dafka if it's Yidua, Shehuva Loi Bizman Azol, or Shenizka Zman Hava Bishtar, and they could trace it and they know it was Zman Azol, means we know that there was a definite appreciation going on here. We know there was a potential ribbis problem here. Dasha kimin sheyesh tzad ribbis lefenenu, then v'tzarek levare heta hamotzim mekaver levare. There, where you know there's a definite potential ribbis lefenenu. We know you borrowed it when it was worth $1, and now it's worth $2. So unless you could prove the heta hamotzim mekaver levare, and the loiv is going to be neman. However, avol mamal v'toyin atahu v'yisicha, I just lent it to you now, it didn't go up, or shalom niska b'shtar, altogether avol, rak ployni chayv l'ployni kakves kaksoin l'sham lo l'zman ployni v'toyin amal v'faker atah chayv l'isoin elu ki kanitam memcho b'kinyin gomo, I made a kinyin v'nesati l'cho b'adam kifish ein shav an akshav. Even if I did lend it to you a long time ago, but it was never nisyak, it's similar to the first case. But kids, I taina that it's the same sasayim, and it never went up, and I'm entitled to sasayim. And the kakho yigam ken asha b'sha tzavo, af al gav the oz hilva b'issa, even though then he did an issa by going through with the deal, not knowing that it was a yeshul and yatsa ashtar, because the Shami Yitzhak Hashar, still Mekom Hakam, since now it never went up, Hashtalav Ribis Koshokal, Hilkoch, Hamalva Neman. The Malva is Neman. The Malva is, the Shach is limiting this halach of the Mechaba that the Loib is only Neman, if we know a definite potential ribs around. We see the appreciation, and we want to know, with the Dumb Behetta Bissa, there the Loib is Neman. Mashain came. Where we don't even see that. The Malva Tainas is no Issa. It was worth that. Well, Amol, even when I lent it to you, then Taka the Malva is Neman with the Shtar. Now, this halacha, I believe, is the same halacha to Beis Yosef as well. But I just want to be medayek. The Mashmoit of the Shach is that the reason why here the Malva is not Neman is because Tzorech Levarer HaHeta. He has to be Mevarer that it was done Beheta. Means, if he wants to be Mighty Moment, even when there's an Issa involved, it's not enough that he has a shtar. He has to also be mavar the heta. Mashenkin, if there's no issa b'faneinu, because we don't know that it was worth less than, and the malva taina, there is no issa, then the malva is never to be mighty with the shtar. And he has the right, because he's not going against a potential issa, or what we see b'faneinu as an issa. Smasher, it's all totally issa heta, that's why. The Beis Yosef is not saying that. The Beis Yosef is saying is that the shtar is not going to help you for the yoiker, because the shtar doesn't say yoiker. The shtar says to sasayim, that's all. So that sasayim is when everything stays the same, but the appreciation, you're not mechuv sasayim. Now, I got to believe that halacha the shach is the same halacha like the Beis Yosef, but for a different reason. Like the Beis Yosef, it will come out, taka, the same thing, that if we know that the different appreciations that the shtar is not mechiach that, so the level would be Neman. But if the Malva Tainas, there's no appreciation, and these are the Sasayim, and Estate in the Shtar, you owe me Sasayim, so unless you could prove that there was an appreciation, you could prove that this is a Tesefis that doesn't, that's not in the Shtar, then the Shtar is Mechayiv. You can't be Neman against the Shtar. The Shtar says you owe me Sasayim. You're not Neman just to say, oh, this is Sasayim which went up. Unless you can prove it, you're going against the Shtar. The Shtar says at any given point, whenever I'm waiting to the Shtar, you owe me the Sasayim. Pashas, the price stayed the same, like the Chavazaz even puts in. We don't have to Neman that, even in the Shakti Seder, we don't have to Neman that the price changed. So therefore, the Shtar says, you owe me two. If assuming that the price didn't change, the two says, you owe me today's two. So if you owe me these two sasayim, you're going to have to pay me back the sasayim. Now, The halacha says the thing, I just think it's a different word. If you look in Rekiv Eger says a whole new angle altogether. Rekiv Eger asked the kasha, am I neman litan ashtar shusha ribbis? Why are you neman to go against the shtar and say that it's ribbis? Kilok, there's a new problem. You're being married to the shtar, you're ruining the shtar, saying it's a shtar shesh ribbis, it was an is in the shtar. It's a new problem with the shtar. Venera, a major chiddish. Venera is Dr. Rekiv Eger, gorgeous cheshvin. The shtar there, this shtar that says you owe me sasayim, but doesn't have a dollar amount, eino bedin shtar literally from the kuchos. It's not a good enough shtar to collect from the kuchos. Kibin shachayv nasha litin leisok, if yishu yiyah bezman ha-paroin, bein huza bein hukar, it doesn't say a dollar amount, it just says I owe you a saw, whether it's worth a lot or a little, havi ein loy kitzva, bein lamata bein lamala, can go up, go down, it's a dovish ein loy kitzva, and we know something which ein loy kitzva, ein a goyve melekuchos. Bekibin she'ein a goyve melekuchos, since it's not enough of a shtar to be goyve melekucha, it's a kriki vega, havi kmoik sav yad, it's lowered down to the status of just a regular ksav yad, even though there's edim on it. And on a ksav yad, a loyv is neman loyma parati, which is in Cheshem Mishpatak Halakha, it's all shaila when, where, and how, but that's how we pass in it, a loyv is neman say parati against the ksav yad. And why? Because enu cheshish le anichoi, he doesn't mind leaving it by the malva because he knows because the malva can't collect from the shabbatim anyway. So memeli is nemut to say parati because normally not nemut to say parati because why do you leave the shtar? Shtar could be adi my boy. Why do I have the shtar for if you paid me? You would have taken it back. But this is not going to collect from the kukas. It's not going to collect from the kukas. So the life will leave the shtar by the malva. So memeli, the life is nemut to say parati. Oh, the life is nemut to say parati. Mishumachi nemut litan shu ribis. But migo de parati. So now he's nemut to say it's ribis. Migo de parati. It's a going shu rekiv ega type of a cheshmen. Gorgeous cheshmen. Basically is that he says that, hey, yois, this shtar cannot collect from the kuchos. It doesn't have a din of a shtar. You nemut to say parati. So if you nemut to say parati, you nemut say it's ribis migo de parati. So bazei should come out, not like the shak. Zei tana tachorim. Should come out that even in the case with the Malva Tainas, I just lent you these two sasayim. Or I lent you the sasayim, but it never went up in price. It's my word against your word. So the Shach in the Beit Sefer, we said, it's going to come out, you have a shtar, you can't be neman against the shtar, and you're going to have to pay, and the Malva's going to win. The Riki Diego, the Leiva would be neman, not like the Shach. The Leiva would be neman, because since it doesn't have a din shtar, so Leiva has a right to tanya parati, the right to tanya ribis parati, migo de parati. He has a right to tanya went up, and it's ribis migo de parati. He has a right to say anything but migo de parati, as long as it's a good migo. So Mela should come out, Riki Diego is against the Shach. That's the interessante cheshbin. All right, let's try to chaperein a few more. It's a gewaldige, a lot of you say this here. Another kash, if you look in the Taz of Gotten Zayin is, why over here are you Nemon, which is maybe the similar taina of Rekiv Eger, but yes, why over here is the loiv Nemon to say that it was ribis, and which is means. Read that he's never to say that it was done the issa. We have a cloud, and whenever there's a machloek is between the malva and the loiva, and the loiva says done the issa, and the malva says not done the issa, the malva is nemen because we have a concept l'shavik hetera to do isura. So over here too, if you have a cloud, if you have a machloekis, was it done by ribis? Was it done by issa or not? The malva should be nemen. It wasn't done by issa. And for the taz, he says no. Over there, it's l'shavik hetera v'achal isura, right? The bottom line, so you really don't have the principle of Loshav Keteiro. Therefore, over here he says, doesn't pass the concept of Loshav Keteiro because it's Motzei Habi Pomim that the guy doesn't have a Yeshloi and he doesn't have a Yotza Shar, so it's not Yecholta, it doesn't have the ability of having to do it Beheta. So we learned last week, if you recall, we had a remark last time that the loiv is neman to say yesh loiv, and he's allowed to go into the deal. And why is he neman? One of the pshatim was like the goyin, because l'shavik ketera. Why is it the goyin? Because it's so easy. Yachalikek ma'apa matoni can just give him a little bit. So it's so easy to do. So yeah, the principle of l'shavik ketera. This taz is going head on with that goyin. Goyin holds that these type of dinam and so passes l'shavik ketera, and the taz holds that it doesn't pass. If you're looking in the Kudus Akez, and Kudus Akez jumps on the Taz, he says it's Doichig, he doesn't tell you why, but maybe the reason is because of the Goyin, he holds that maybe over here also passed the Shavu Ketera. And he says, like he says later on. The Rosh says that over here you don't have the Sor Loshav Ketera. The only time you have Loshav Ketera is when we know we're doing an Issa, And I could do it beheta, so clearly I would, why would I be a nar? I should do the dafka, but do a beheta. So I could do a beheta, lo shava katera. Mashengen over here, Dr. Rosh, that when I lend you a saw, I don't know that we are really doing a nisa, and I don't, doesn't say it like that. He says, I don't expect to be doing an Esa, because who says that the saw is going to go up later on? So therefore, we're like chosh, we don't take care of it, we're not sensitive to it, so we don't bother to take care of the problem and try to be mezaka you a little bit or whatever it is. So therefore, we don't have the din of Loshav Ekater. The reason why I said even more in the Rosh is because, okay, big deal, it doesn't go up. But there's an Issa even to go into the deal right now. So that should be some lave. You should be some lave. So how did you go into this deal without taking care of this problem? So I'm saying that maybe the Rosh held that this is not so known, or it's not such a problem. People think it's Shava b'Shava, Sa b'Sa. So therefore, the Chosh, therefore they don't bother to take care of it. And the fact that it might go up later on, who says it's going to go up? So therefore, they don't bother with it. So they don't have Lo Shava Ketera. Now, if that was what Rekibe Eger meant to ask, if that was the word al-Toshav HaKater, then you see Rekivek is coming on with yet a third thing. Another Chiddush, which we have to discuss very sadistic at the end, is that the Ramah says you can't be mezaket him aidei acher. It is noy ma'ani, and the Shach explained, because it's chavim loy, because he doesn't want to be zaych in it. Frek the taz, frek the goyim, blaib tzorachin, v'shtet mevush halacha b'pruzbol, that it does work. Pruzbol is the same choy for him. So a guy owes me money, and it's coming time in Shemitah, and I'm going to be stuck, so the eitz is to make a pruzbol. I only could make a pruzbol if the loy has karka. So what's the eitz? The eitz is to be mezaka karka ayidei acher for the loy, and then write the pruzbol. Well, now it's everything good. The pruzbol's chal on that piece of land, and now I can collect my choy. Everything's good. Ayit a choy v'loy, he doesn't want to be zeich in that karka to be able to have to pay you up after the Shemitah. He'd rather not have the karka and then have to pay you up after the Shemitah. What? Right now he got the loan without it, right? The con was what? At Prozbol, at Nilis Dallas. But when he got the loan, he got the loan. Later on, Bishat Avoy wasn't asking to take the karka. He only got it later on. But I think what you mean is the Mechamet Aran. One second. So, in fact, the Taz and the Goyin, what's going on over here? Not only that, the Taz says even more. He says, the Kabbal Koyim will be Prozbol. Over there, the Loib is not doing any Yisra. So you asked before. The Loib is not doing any Yisra. And nevertheless, we say he could be Mezaka Idei Acher. Even though it's a pure choy for him. And over here, where it's a schuz for him, because otherwise, had you not been mezak of him, it would have been an iso. Nevertheless, it's mutter, because you mezak. Yet if you'd be mezak, it would be mutter. It's also for the loyva to make a psika when it's ain't loyva, lo yad sasha. We never go into such a deal. You can't make up to do sabasa. And nevertheless, here the Ramah says it doesn't work. Well, it should be a kosher came from Prizol, that should work. Over there where there's no way it's a mezaka works. Here with this it should certainly work. The Kuzza Kesef says, which I think was Moshe saying, if you look, he said, Dafka beprizbol tiknu kain mishum nilis thalas mnei beloven, vizelo shaykhaka. The whole goof, the whole takana prizbol was of nilis thalas. Part of that was that they allowed you to be mizaka kake de acher because of nilis thalas. Otherwise, you won't have a hava. Mashenkin over here, where it doesn't work, it's not, it, no, that was the takana. The takana was they allow you to do a zav prozbon, and they allow you to do a prozbon even not on a kaka, which was zayich ayde acher. They could allow you to do prozbon on anything. They could allow you to do prozbon without them.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.